Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're doing great today, and it's raining. We have good weather.
Yes, we finally get rain. Thank you,
all
Lord.
All at once.
Yes, a lot of rain.
All at once. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be. Isn't
Thanks,
that right?
Mike. We all have right. a lot to talk about, don't we?
Right. Folks, every week we're going to share a little information to help you make better decisions regarding your health. And this week, we've got a lot of emails in. We're going to talk about the big deal, monkeypox.
Monkeypox, yes. We're going to talk a lot. And yes. I know that you were just sharing on the news that a huge company is going to
help us out. They're going to change they want to change the name of it.
Yes.
That's really going to help.
Yes. So there was it was really interesting to read about this because it was the World Health Organization has agreed to change the name of monkeypox. And if you look on how we would order a test for monkeypox, that's what we already do, MPV, monkeypox virus. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea of MPX. I think that just actually sounds more direct because MPV actually stands for a lot of things mm-hmm. in medicine. One is mean platelet volume, which we do a lot of checking for that when we check CBCs, which is checking for hemoglobin, hematocrit. We also look at MPV. So I don't want anybody to get mistaken when they're ordering.
Right.
So I think that it would be really nice to just keep it as MPV, but you'd have to say monkeypox, or MPX would make it very simple. It's very easy to talk about it though in social media as monkeypox because that's what we're aware of. So we don't want to make it too complicated.
You know, and then we've heard all this, we don't want to get near somebody because they might have monkeypox. And, you know, it's really not about it's not like you can get somebody near. You have to basically be touching them in their special place.
Yes, you have to be very close to them. Now, we can't say that if you hug somebody, if you wouldn't grab it or get it, because if an open boil is open and you had an open area as well, then there is there's a possibility, and possibilities are always kind of a scary thing. Recently, you were sharing about one of the places that builds cars.
Right.
That they completely shut down. And
One of the factories, the OEM factories, then they had to shut down because they had to clean it up because somebody had monkeypox, and they had to shut the factory down so they could clean it up. I was like,
wow, that's huge.
But that's a lot of that is a little hysteria. And of course, they want to exercise on the caution.
They exercise caution.
Absolutely.
But I have to say, in any manufacturing facility that I've seen in making cars specifically, they had hats, gloves.
Right.
They were very sterile environment.
Right. It's not really, it's different if they're not exactly naked, or something
Correct.
Like that.
They're Correct.
Not, and
they're
there's
very
not exactly open sores and things. So it's really, it's kind of like, I'm thinking of it as similar to herpes.
Correct.
And so if you've got these crazy things, growing on you and you're going to go rub up against somebody mm-hmm. and they've got the same type mm-hmm. of wounds, okay.
Then we need to be concerned. Because when we did our first video on this, there was only 900 reported cases. Now we're up to 33,000 across the world. They are stating 16,000 in the United States, but they haven't said what states or anything like that. So it is growing. However, it's growing within a certain population. And that's the part that we have to be very aware of, is that, safe sex is very important. So that's one of the things that I share with people is that, and this is more of an adult video today because we are talking about sex, is that I really encourage people to read about it, know about it. And if you have questions, you can email us at info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
That'll work. But it's just always be safe. Always be good,
So I'd like to know what everybody out there thinks. Should they change the name from monkeypox virus to MPV or MPX? What are your thoughts on the World Health Organization wanting to change the virus name? I'd like your input.
I think the monkeys would feel better about it.
They
probably want to sue.
That's one of the interesting things that the World Health Organization
was
saying.
Where'd they come up with
that name anyway? Was that the first time that it was ever described was in monkeys. Now, it did not transfer, and this was in 1950s-ish, mm-hmm. and then it was not transferred to the human population until 1977 was the first one that was stated that it was monkeypox, and they truly believe that it was probably a rodent that transferred that. So kind of like going back to COVID, you know, and all the differences of what we think might have happened, did happen, and we'll probably won't know for 20 years.
So they decided to just name it after a 60s rock group? A
boy
band?
There you go. In fact, he was in the news recently as well. I don't know if y'all grew up with the Monkees. I know we did. So that ages us just a little bit here on today's video.
Yes, it does.
And podcast. But hey, we want to know what you think about monkeypox and the changing of the name. What are your thoughts? What have you shared with your family, your children, and how to help them be protected? And if you have questions on how that should be, please email us, comment us, please subscribe, and we would love to get your input.
And if you think of a cool name, why don't you share it with us?
Yes, absolutely.
I would love that. We can think of some really cool names
right now. We can think of some cool names of what that could be. I personally like monkeypox virus. I think it describes it well. And there is absolutely no intention to hurt anyone in saying monkeypox virus.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeypox.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Any
walking down the street.
There we go. Any topics you want us to tackle, let us know. info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
All right.
All right. We're out of time, folks. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at the Meridian Health Institute, we sure appreciate you, and hope everybody subscribes to the podcast.
Have a blessed day, and we look forward to catching up on our next podcast, which we're going to talk about different discount programs for your medications.
That's so even better.
Stay tuned.